What kind of progress has he made, this week in particular, or, you know, since he actually was named the starter last Wednesday?
Well, he's a young guy, and I think the experience, just the in-game experience from game one to coming into this week for practice has served him well. He's had a good week of practice. What we're looking for is him to get the adjustments down for the game plan, but I've been pleased with him this week.
How did it go for you, you know, your first game as an offensive coordinator?
I'd like to get a win, so it was frustrating, but felt prepared. Had good communication, open lines with Eric. We do that during the week. We do it during the game. But, you know, like to get a win.
When you talk about his inexperience and all that, why, you look at Matt Ryan last year, Joe Flacco, I mean, they just stepped right in and boom, we're pretty good off the bat.
I don't know those guys. Sorry, I don't know who they are. But Brady, he's done. He's progressed well. So,
can you talk a little bit about, like for instance, the goal line? You know, the back-to-back Josh Cribbs Wildcat plays. You know, what was the thinking there? And obviously, it would have looked good if it worked out. But
sure, first play, I ran it a few times. First play, gained six. Got down there in the red zone, got the right look for it. We gained about four or five. Eric and I talked it over, made the decision to go with it again, and you know, didn't work out as the way we planned.
Did you get the ball to him as much? Not just on those two plays you're talking about, but I think he got two passes for 10 yards, and it just seemed, did you get to him as much as you wanted to?
Well, the times that we got to him were the times that it was supposed to go to him. Brady did a nice job with his reads in terms of understanding the defenses, and they did a good job defensively too, with the coverages. But yeah, the balls that went to him were the balls that were designed to go to him.
Just talk in general about you know, your approach. I mean, you know, sometimes it seemed a little conservative. Do you think that, you know, from week to week we'll see different things, or will you be willing to give Brady Quinn more leeway as time goes on?
Yeah, in the first half, Mary Kay, we did the game plan was structured around what we wanted to do on the first half. In the second half, we came out there and we had a couple good runs early on. We threw the interception, and then we got into more of a little bit of a passing mode. But each week it's going to be dictated by what they do and what we're trying to do to exploit their weakness.
Was the game plan to have Robert Royal be the primary receiver?
The primary receiver is the one that's going to be open based on the coverage that we're going to get. Tom Brady used to always say, my favorite receiver is the one that's open. And based on what we get coverage-wise, sometimes it might be a heavy cover one game where there's a post safety in the middle of the field. Sometimes they may be playing a little bit more cover two where there's two safeties back and you're trying to exploit the inside part of the field. So based on what we get defensively, that's going to pretty much dictate where the ball's going.
A little bit about your relationship with Josh McDaniels and what can you expect from a Josh McDaniels coach team?
Josh is a very good friend. We've been together. We were together for quite some time. We started out as GAs together for Nick. Spent long hours there at Michigan State. And then we went there to New England. We were there together and both kind of in similar capacities. So we were there early, up late. We spent a lot of time together. He's got a great family. His wife, his kids, his parents, I've met quite some time, Tom and Mrs. McDaniels, great people. Josh is a really smart guy. He understands offense and defensive football. I expect those guys to be ready to go. He's a really good coach, and he's a good friend.
Later this week, you guys or them?
I haven't talked to them, but I've been here pretty late.
What challenges do they present for you? Their defense, what do they present for you, the biggest challenge?
Well, I think they play really good team defense. Nolan's come in and done a heck of a job with them. Dumerville is a very good pass rusher, shorter guy but compact and explosive. The 3-4 scheme is, you know, sometimes they hit the gap, sometimes they play two gaps, sometimes they go ahead and mix the fronts up. So they do a really nice job with that, and they have a veteran secondary back there with Dawkins and Bailey. Two outstanding players, played against them a few times, and Dawkins, he'll knock your head off if you're not careful. And Champ Bailey is a ball hawk, has great speed, good quickness, good good eyes on the quarterback. Ronaldo Hill, had him at Michigan State too, a really smart guy. And Goodman had a good last year too. So they're a formidable group. Linebackers, Williams, fast flow guy, makes a lot of tackles. They do a lot of different things defensively to prepare for. So, you know, it cuts into practice time. You got to prepare for some of the 3-4. Then you got to practice for some of the 4-3 stuff. So it's a challenge.
And does Brady have to go downfield to Braylon Edwards or another guy? But does he have to go downfield and make this offense work? Or do you think he could, you know, dink and dunk 80-yard drives all day?
What I'm looking for from Brady is to make sure that he makes the right reads. If that read calls for the deep pass, then that's what he's going to throw. The play that we hit to Braylon that was kind of on the sideline there where he stepped out, that was a design play to throw it deep to Braylon. We got the right coverage, and that's where the read took him. Some other things, if we have a deep pass called and they take away based on their safeties or the look or the blitz or whatever it may be, then we expect them to make the right read, whether that's a 5-yard, 10-yard, 20-yard pass. That make sense? Okay.
How encouraged were you by Jamal Lewis's performance based on the fact that, you know, he didn't average that many yards in preseason?
Right. I think I said last week that he had a pretty good week of practice. He's had another good week of practice, and I was not surprised with his performance. Runs hard, has good vision. He's a pro. He works at it. And the way he practiced last week, you know, was a good indicator. Thanks for the word, indicator of what he did in the Minnesota game.
When McDaniels got the job at 32, 33, whatever exactly.
Yeah.
Were you surprised? I mean, did you see something in him when you were you two little peons back there in Michigan State that?
You know, I wasn't surprised. I was happy for him. He's worked extremely hard. I was happy for him that he had the opportunity to go do this, and you know, he took it when he was ready to take it. But he did a hell of a job at New England. And he's doing a good job there at Denver.
Is he always been kind of an innovator, I guess, maybe?
Yeah, he's a smart guy. We've had long conversations about a lot of different things. He's really smart, you know. And Mr. McDaniels, he's a really smart guy, too. A great head football coach here in Ohio. Used to hear tons of stories about Ohio high school football from Josh and see his highlights when he pumped the one way through a sluggo. But, no, he's smart and, you know, I think he got that some from his dad and some from the places that we were at, too.
Remind you in some ways of Eric Mangini?
I wouldn't compare Eric or Josh. I think they're two different guys. One thing I can say about both of them are they're really smart and they're really dedicated to making the team as successful as they can make it. Whether Eric was the secondary coach or the defensive coordinator or Josh was the quarterback coach or the offensive coordinator, those guys were dedicated to doing everything they could do to help put the players in the best position to be successful.